The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM.
You tune into the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life. On Sunday morning, the community of Jagersfontein was devastated by a breach at the Jagersfontein development's slime dam, which has led to a loss in people's cars, homes, and even loss of lives. Now, the OFM Business Hour has reached out to the mine known as Jagersfontein Developments, and what they've said is that they've made 20 million rand available immediately for affected people on the ground and the restoration of the town. They've also extended their deepest condolences to the family of the single fatality and the speedy recovery of those injured in the disaster. Furthermore, they say they've confirmed that the wastewater is not hazardous. They conclude said statement by saying that Jagersfontein Development remains committed to the well-being of the community and will lead cleanup operations. Now, owing to the president's visit, the mine was also unable to engage with the Business Hour on today's show. We are, however, speaking to a local community activist, Lebogang Porfolo, about the events that have led to this breach. Good evening, Lebogang. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Can you give us an idea of what the situation on the ground looks like currently?
Currently, the situation that we are facing here is very bad. It's very, very bad. People have lost houses. They have lost their last livelihood. It's even more worse than what the media is currently showing you.
You say that you always had concerns about the slime dam. Can you elaborate on that?
We've always had concerns. We have fought marches. We have written to everybody, including the Minister Beremandash. We have wrote to him telling him that what's currently happening with this mine is it's a disaster waiting to happen. Because They were building this kind of dam up. And then water and sanitation came to Jagersfontein. They stopped production, saying that it's not safe. Then they stopped production. But after a month, we saw these people operating again and trying to cover the dam and trying to rebuild or build it to make it as if it is stronger.
Now the president is in Jagersfontein. Are you hopeful that things will change or are you not?
Yes, the president is currently in Jagersfontein. We are not hopeful on the ground that things will change, because these people that are just there for photo shoots and parades and just media attention, I don't think there's going to be any help coming from this. I think the community of Jagersfontein, they are on their own.
The mine has indicated that it is made available 20 million for affected people on the ground. Have you been informed of this as a resident?
No, we only seeing it on media that there's 20 million that's there for the community. But to our surprise, when we were saying the mine must develop Jagersfontein, they only told us that they don't have money. Now that disaster has struck, they want to offer us 20 million. 20 million is an electoral. So it's like we are saying to you, we don't care about you. Because if you can do better damages, for instance, one lady who is a colleague of mine has lost about 3 million of assets, house, cars, all of them. And then if you are saying you're going to offer 20 million, how many people are affected? Because currently now, on one street in Charlesville, about 15 houses are gone. And then in Scotia, about 20 houses, or not 20, about 15 houses damaged. And then you're saying you're going to offer 20 million to the community because we are being insulted by these people.
Lebogang, what do you hope, or what is the community hoping will come out of this very unfortunate incident?
Our hope is that our community should overcome. And our hope is that we'll get all the assistance that we need and that we must rebuild. Because already as it is, we are an impoverished community. Most and many are failing to make ends meet. And most of our people in our community, about 70% are unemployed, and the rest they are depending on grants. So it will be very difficult for our people to rebuild. So we need all the assistance that we can get. We don't need photo shoots and photo parade of politicians that are coming to promise our people nothing. And we want action, because we are hoping that since politicians are all over Jagersfontein, we've been speaking about this mine issue. When we needed them then, there were nowhere to be seen. Now that disaster has struck, and there's an opportunity for photo shoot, all of them are here now. We've been seeing the very same thing, that this time then is going to break. And when it breaks, it's going to end up there. And now that's what's happening.
That was Lebogang Porfolo. He is a community activist in Jagersfontein. Now, in the aftermath of the disaster, there's been a lot of aid that is heading in the direction of Jagersfontein. Meals on Wheels Community Service is offering support to said community by providing cooked meals, clean water, and blankets. Now, Meals on Wheels is also calling on individuals as well as corporate and government entities to come on board and donate towards the initiative. You can visit ofm.co.za to find out more details. It's under the page Help Jagersfontein.
The Business Hour with Oliver Geng. On OFM.